It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Since this is the week leading up to the Oscars, we thought it would be a good time to talk about the state of the movie business in Pittsburgh. For the past 2 years, Movie Maker Magazine listed Pittsburgh among the country's top smaller cities for filmmaking. Dawn Keyser is the CEO of the Pittsburgh Film Office and joins us in studio to share her insights about the Steel City's growing film industry, the situation with Pennsylvania's film tax credit, and the Film Office's annual Oscar party. Dawn Keyser, happy Oscar week. Welcome back to Essential Pittsburgh. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for having me, and happy Oscar week to you.
Let's begin by talking about the film tax credit. It's been reported that the governor has restored the film tax credit, so that money is there. Talk about the importance of that and how it impacts the movie business in Pittsburgh.
Well, the film tax credit, it was caught up in that budget limbo that we've all been living with. But the film tax credit has now been in place for over 8 years in Pennsylvania. It is the single biggest reason anyone ever comes here to film anything, TV, feature film. It's the reason. Without some sort of incentive program, you will not see any film work in the region at all. 42 states have some sort of incentive program. We're considered in the top 10 of the programs that are against our biggest competition, which is typically New York, Atlanta, Georgia, New Orleans, Louisiana, Chicago. Those are just a few of them. But we've been holding our own. The tax credits are important, and what would really be helpful with them, they're currently capped at $60 million. We're hoping with this new budget that we'll at least increase it back to 75, which is where it was at full strength. Ideally, it would be at $100 million per year.
So what projects are going ahead? We know a lot of movies have been made in Pittsburgh recently, Southpaw, Concussion among them, and there's talk of others coming, as well as TV projects, which I guess may soon surpass the movie projects.
Well, look, movies are fun and we like them, and they're usually glamorous and exciting and have bigger name stars that you may recognize. The goal has always been episodic television because of the long-term nature of the work that they do. Most television series are here for 6 to 9 months. They hire several hundred people at a time. They promote from within, so it's almost internal workforce training, and they spend a lot of money while they're here. 2016 is setting up to be a record-breaking year for southwestern Pennsylvania. We're going to kick off the year in April with Paramount's feature Fences, which is, of course, is August Wilson's Pulitzer Prize-winning play. Denzel Washington is directing that, and they'll start filming late April. So we're excited. Big feature, great. We also have The Outsiders Season 2, which has been airing currently on WGN. They're getting great, amazing ratings. They'll be here starting in June to do Season 2.
Now, explain how this is being done, because it's been shot. Several episodes have been shot. I guess the whole first season has been
shot. The whole first season was shot. So it's done, and it's on the air now, and then they'll start Season 2 in June.
Right, but it's being done at, there's the 31st Street Studios, right, which they use that, but they also are using outdoor locations. Where are they doing that series?
They're out in Monroeville at a park, and that's where they built it to make it look like Appalachia, basically. And it looks amazing, and that community was really great in how they stepped up and really supported the production. They also were in Millvale and to use some of the homes in that neighborhood as well.
So when they go into these places, how do they, because I know they like to keep a low profile, they don't want to attract too much attention, how do they do that?
Well, they put up signs calling themselves something different sometimes. You'll see those yellow placards around town directing the crew on how to get where they're going. And, you know, it's movie magic. And they're here to work. They're here to work and spend money, and they're hiring your local friends and neighbors, and we want to encourage that. But no, they typically don't send out press releases about where they are unless they're stopping traffic, and then we try to make sure everybody knows what the detour routes are.
And there is also a Netflix series that is coming in. What can you tell us about that?
Mindhunter is coming to Pittsburgh. This is David Fincher's series. We're beyond thrilled to welcome Netflix to southwestern Pennsylvania. We've been trying to get Netflix here for at least 5 years now. Came really close when House of Cards was going to leave Maryland because of their film tax credit issues, but they solved them, and rightfully so. And we've been still talking to Netflix. So they're coming. We're thrilled they're coming. It's going to be huge. They plan on their shows lasting at least 5 years. Most broadcast networks plan on their shows lasting for 5 years, but Netflix seems to have a lot more control over what they do and how they do it because they're not tied to a network broadcast schedule. So they'll be here starting late May, early June, and they'll be here for the next 9 months and hopefully the next 5 years. And they're doing 43 original programs at Netflix this year, and we want to become their East Coast home.
Well, and that's certainly something that it would be good for Pittsburgh, because that seems to be where the industry is going. Right?
The future of the industry really looks like it's headed towards streaming because people want to control what they're watching. They want to watch when they have the time, and they control it through their DVR, and they use Netflix and Hulu and all this other great programming, and it is where the industry's headed, and Pittsburgh's uniquely poised to take advantage of all of those things, and we plan on doing that. Netflix is the first one, and we're very excited they're here.
There was a piece recently in the Pittsburgh Tribune Review that insinuated that the film tax credit benefits are misleading. I've heard you say a couple times now, talk about the number of people that are hired for projects. So for the skeptics who say that, oh, you know, this is just the governor pandering to the Hollywood crowd, get into some of the numbers about the economic impact that this has, the business that it brings in to Pittsburgh, and what makes this worthwhile.
Well, it makes it worthwhile because these are family-sustaining jobs. These are living wages that you're not going to get in most other places. We've brought in over $1 billion in new money to southwestern Pennsylvania's economy since 1995. And those are hard numbers we get directly from the audited financial statements of every production. This is about hiring locals. We've quadrupled our crew base here locally since the start of the film tax credits. We have four full crews. We're about to move into the fifth crew. And that's just the union labor. That says nothing about the number of small businesses that rely on this industry for some or their entire income every time there's a project. And the reason we like episodic television is they're here for longer periods of time. And these people are getting to work for longer periods of time. A lot of times what happens, especially in some of the editorials, is people get confused about the difference between taxes and tax credits. Taxes are something you pay to the government. You write your check to Allegheny County, City of Pittsburgh, State of Pennsylvania. Tax credits are credits given to businesses that go out into the economy. So they're giving them a credit off money they're spending. This is a program where we're giving 25% tax credit to projects that are coming in and spending millions of dollars. If they weren't here spending the millions of dollars, we wouldn't be giving them any tax credits. So it's a win for Pennsylvania. This money's coming in. It's hiring our locals. It's training people to work in an industry that they want to work in. We've had almost 40 people in the last 2 years buy homes because they're now working on a full-time basis. The film tax credit program has worked amazingly well. Now we need it to be on a more sustainable path of at least $100 million, have it in place for at least 5 years at a time so people can plan, and you're going to see more infrastructure being built. You'll see more film-related businesses coming into the region, and it's really tying in all the things we're already doing, both with new media, all the things that are happening at Carnegie Mellon. Google's here, Uber's here. All these wonderful things are all happening right now. The film industry ties in with all of that, and if we can just get enough support to make it happen, you're going to see transformation throughout the entire region. The program works because it provides jobs. The program works because it provides money into the region that isn't coming from anywhere else. So we always question the skeptics because there's a guy that writes this stuff from a college on the other side of the country who has nothing to do with Pennsylvania, but it seems to be a real confusion on their part about what the difference is between taxes and tax credits.
Dawn Keyser is the CEO of the Pittsburgh Film Office, and she's with me here in studio talking about the film industry in Pittsburgh and also the big Oscar party, which is coming up. This is Oscar week, and there has been an Oscar party in Pittsburgh. It's been, what, a dozen years now that we've had?
Oh, we're on the 16th
year. Even more than that. And so talk about what's in store and how this event. Because really, we're 3,000 miles away from the Oscars, so people might wonder, how can we possibly replicate any kind of that feeling here? But evidently, you do.
We do. Highmark Presents Lights, Glamour, Action is coming up on Sunday. It's at the David L. Lawrence Convention Center. You can still get tickets by going to pghfilm.org. We want you there. This is open to the public, and it's a way to celebrate not only the film industry as a whole, but the film industry in southwestern Pennsylvania. People come dressed as their favorite movie star, dressed as their favorite character. You can come black tie optional if you want. You can wear whatever you want and come to this party. We're going to have Pittsburgh's largest red carpet that's ever existed at the event. We've got lots of amazing raffle prizes. We're doing a martini bar where for $20, you might have the chance to find in your martini a full-on trip to Disneyland in Florida, complete with airfare from JetBlue and a hotel accommodations from the Wyndham.
How do you fit that in the glass?
It's a little difficult. It's tied into little ice cubes, and if you get it out... Last year we did diamonds. This year we're doing a trip to Florida. People wanted to go to Florida. We're also doing, if you fill out the Oscar ballot correctly, And for the cost of $10, it's on our website right now, too. You could win $25,000. Yes, you have to get all 23 categories done. But we show the Oscars on the big screen because we start early here in the East Coast versus what's happening in L.A. You get to watch all the red carpet arrivals. It's a lot of fun, and the industry people are there. We've had celebrities there in the past. There might be a few Academy Award nominees at this year's party. I'm not at liberty to tell you their names, but they're in town working, and they're coming to the party.
Wow.
So it's going to be fun. We've had Oscar winners there in the past. Michael Douglas came. Curtis Hanson came. It's if they're in town, they're there at the party. So it's a lot of fun. It's a great place to be. And it's the life's blood right now of the Film Office. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. We raise every dime of our funding to keep us open and keep the work coming in. And it's how we stay open.
Should we do some Oscar trivia right now?
We can try.
All right. I'll tell you what. You quiz me one question and then I'll quiz you. How's that?
Okay.
All right.
You'll probably get mine though.
I will?
You will.
All right.
It's
what
easy.
Is it?
I have an easy one. Name the two best pictures that came out of Southwestern Pennsylvania. Two best picture winners that came out of Southwestern PA.
Wow. I don't know that I know that for sure. The Deer Hunter?
That's one.
Okay. And the other one was, I know that Anthony Hopkins won an Oscar for Silence of the Lambs. Is that the other?
But that's the other one. They won the Best Picture in 1990.
Wow.
Look at you. See, you knew.
I didn't even think I knew.
You knew.
And it turned out I knew. Okay. All right. Now I'm going to quiz you.
See, mine's going to be harder, I bet.
All right. Prior to Silence of the Lambs winning the Oscar, what was the only other previous horror film to win an Oscar?
Well, it wasn't Night of the Living Dead because they never got recognized, nor have they received just the recognition they deserve throughout the world.
You're saying there should be a special Oscar for them.
There should be a special Oscar. I mean, Night of the Living Dead changed this industry in southwestern Pennsylvania. We credit it with really training our crew and starting the industry as we know it today. And yes, I can talk about that all day long, and I still won't know the answer to the question.
All right,
is it Frankenstein?
No.
No. Okay.
The 1932... Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde.
Way before my time.
It did not win Best Picture, but it won Best Actor for Frederick March, who played the role.
Oh, that's a good piece of trivia. I like that.
There you go.
Do you have a pick for this year? Who's going to win Best Picture?
Let's see. Who do I think? I think that Spotlight should win.
Spotlight was amazing.
What it'll be? I don't know. It's hard to. You never know. What do you? You're the person who would know.
Oh, I think it's going to be Revenant. But I think Spotlight was amazing. I think Carol was amazing. I mean, there was a lot of really great work done this year. But
there really
Concussion
was
missed. They didn't nominate Concussion. We really had big hopes for that. So otherwise, I'd be voting for Concussion. But
it's amazing that Will Smith wasn't nominated for Best Actor, at least nominated.
Nominated, because I forgot it was him while I was watching that movie, and I think most people did. I mean, he really inhabited the character so well, and Pittsburgh was great. You know, last year we had a movie distributed, go out nationwide in the theaters every month from July to December. First time that's ever happened. It was really exciting to see.
It was a great year for the Pittsburgh film industry, and hopefully 2016, really, it looks like it's shaping up to be another great year. And one of the people that deserves credit for that is Don Keyser, CEO of the Pittsburgh Film Office. Don, always a pleasure. Thanks for stopping in and talking with us today.
Anytime. Please come to the party. It's going to be a great time.
More Essential Pittsburgh coming up. This is 90.5 WESA.